Hi friends! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Let's say that you heard a rumor that a friend of yours stole a very expensive watch. What would you do? I had a similar experience before I heard that my sister took my book. Then I got really angry about it. Guess what? She didn't take my book. It was just a rumor. Rather than asking my sister whether the rumor was true, I believed it. And it turned out I just put the book in the wrong place. Well, today's lesson is called, Who Said That? And this is what we're going to talk about today. What should you do if you hear a rumor? And the importance of good communication. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin.
Who said that? Don't believe everything you hear. Allowing negative workplace gossip to flourish can lead to many problems. It can impact people's work and lead to distrust among workers. Most rumors spread because of a lack of accurate information. The best way to combat rumors is with good communication. When managers communicate well, work teams know what's happening. Good communication within a work team means a supervisor will address rumors quickly and effectively.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 impact 这个动词。Impact 在这里是指产生影响，注意当它当动词的时候，重音是在第二个音节，念成 impact。例如 ，This welfare policy will impact low-income families the most。这个福利政策对于低收入户产生的影响会最大。Impact 也可以当名词，这个时候重音就会在第一音节念成 impact。如果要说明影响哪个对象的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，This new technology will make a great impact on the IT industry。这个新科技会对资讯产业有极大的影响。接下来我们看 combat 这个动词 ，combat 是指对抗或者与某个对象战斗，所以当它当动词的时候，重音是在第二个音节，念成 combat。例如 ，In his address, the president declared his determination to combat terrorism。总统在发言中宣告他对抗恐怖主义的决心。Combat 也可以当名词，这个时候重音就在第一个音节，念成 combat。例如 ，The armed combat between the two sides was fierce。两方之间的武装战斗非常的惨烈。
Hi. Hello again, friends. We were just talking about some juicy information about one of our friends.
Yes, we were indeed. Oh, Gabe, do you have anything else you want to say about it?
Oh, yes, of course.
yes, so funny.
That was good stuff. Yes. I love rumors and gossip. It's just so fun to talk about things, isn't it, Rebecca?
Wait, did I actually hear you say that you love rumors and gossip?
Well, yeah, it can be exciting.
So you really, really, really like to gossip about people?
Well, or at least listen to what other people have to tell me about other people.
You like to spread rumors? Gabe, that's terrible.
Oh, guys, you know that Rebecca just got engaged.
Gabe, huh? Gabe, that is a rumor.
Wait, so I shouldn't believe everything that I hear?
No, wait, who told you that anyway?
Well, I have my sources.
Okay, hold on for just a moment. That is a rumor. Why didn't you ask me personally?
Well, I'm sorry. I just thought it was interesting information. I wanted to tell everybody engaged. This is great news.
Look it, Gabe. First of all, if I were engaged, I would tell people myself. Second of all, our lesson says don't believe everything you hear. just because you hear something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And that is a perfect example of something that's not true.
Well, so you're not even dating anybody?
Gabe. Gabe. What? We're talking about this sentence, this phrase, don't believe everything you hear.
Don't believe everything I hear?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I won't believe everything I hear. I'll talk to you about it next time I hear a rumor like this.
Yes, please do. It will help our friendship.
Okay, friends. Same goes for you. Don't believe everything that you hear. Well, here's something I want to tell you, and you can believe this.
What?
It's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud. How can you tell that somebody is lying? Let's find out. Sorry.
Lies are a regrettable part of a language. They're especially burdensome to second language learners.
That's right. When we interact in a foreign language, we make a lot of effort just trying to understand what's being said. So, because people lie, then we have to expend even more thought and energy determining whether what's being said is true or not.
Sadly, that's the world we live in. Fortunately, psychologists have studied lies and liars and found that there are ways to detect whether or not someone is lying. Maybe some of these observations transcend cultures. We'll let you decide.
Okay, for example, liars will often repeat words and phrases as if they're trying to validate their lie. It's also a way that liars buy time, giving themselves extra moments to formulate their fake story.
Sometimes liars give themselves away by offering too much information after someone asks the question. It's as if they're saying, "See, I'm being very open with you, liar."
Yeah. Now, body language can be another clue that someone is lying. For instance, sometimes liars will cover their mouth, touch their chest or neck, or generally fidget, like clicking a pen, which indicates they're nervous about something.
我们学英文已经够难了，当我们面对人家用英文讲 lies 谎言的时候，就更难确认对方说的话是否属实。其实我们可以参考一些 psychologist 心理学家的研究，他们发现说谎的人常常会 重复他们所讲的话，为的就是要试图将谎言 validate 正当化，一直重复一件事，也是为了给他们更多的时间来继续编织他们的谎言。另一个骗子的特点呢，就是你问了他一个问题后，他会滔滔不绝地一直提供你很多的资讯，好像就是要表示你看吧，我对你有多坦白。最后呢，你可以观察他的 body language。 肢体语言，一个骗子往往会 fidget， 就是无意识的摇动，例如一直在玩弄一支笔，这往往就是一个人说谎的征兆。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次明天见。Thank
you guys. So liars will often repeat words and phrases. Mm-hmm. But hold on for a moment, Gabe. That's what we do. Repetition is the key.
Right, okay. So liars and teachers often repeat words and phrases. But they're not the same thing. Friends, we're your teachers, not your liars.
Yes, exactly. As teachers, we repeat words and phrases because, yes, repetition is the key. We want to help you learn new words. But liars, they do it for a different reason.
That's true. I thought that was a very interesting info cloud. Thank you so much, guys. Well, we read on here, allowing negative workplace gossip to flourish can lead to many problems. And before we continue, let's talk about that word flourish. I think of a flower or a field when I think of this word flourish. So if you're out in nature, it's not in the city, and there's plenty of space for plants to grow, you could say those plants and trees and flowers are flourishing.
That's right. So we can use this word to flourish when talking about animals. Well, Yeah, actually animals, but, well, specifically plants like flowers and gardens. The garden is flourishing. But if you noticed in our lesson, it's actually not talking about a garden. It's not talking about flowers. It's not talking about things that are actually real. It's talking about gossip.
Right. Something abstract like gossip, okay? Something that you say to somebody else. So in our lesson, it's used to talk about something negative. So something positive can flourish, like maybe an actress. Mm-hmm. She flourishes when she goes to Hollywood. Or as we read here, gossip can flourish. If you're not careful and you start spreading gossip, that gossip will flourish if nobody stops it.
And it could lead to many problems. It can impact people's work and lead to distrust among workers. And that's actually very true. Of course, if you hear people talking about other people, are you going to want to share your personal life with that person? Of course not. You're going to distrust that person. Well, anyway, we talk about rumors and how they can spread because of lack of information. And the best way to stop a rumor is how? Good communication.
Let's go down to the last sentence in this paragraph. Good communication within a work team means a supervisor will address rumors quickly and effectively. Now, I think of an address like a home address, okay, like where you live. But here it's used as a verb. When you address something, that means you're confronting it. You're coming to deal with that issue.
For example, Sandy was given the responsibility of addressing the issue of cheating at the school. She's the one who had to put a stop to it and talk about it.
All right, well, friends, we do have more to learn and a conversation to enjoy right after this. So stay
everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So what do you do when you hear a rumor? Do you believe everything you hear? Every single rumor, do you believe it? Or what do you do when you hear people gossiping about other people? Do you contribute to the conversation and just make the problem even worse? Well, friends, I really hope not, because rumors and gossip can definitely cause a lot of problems, not only in a workplace, but in friendships and relationships. Well, right now, it's time for us to continue with our lesson.
Who said that? Conversation A. Emma knocks on Dean's door.
Hi, Dean. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up? You're doing a fantastic job training the other artists on that new software.
That's not what I've heard. People are saying that Laura is criticizing my work.
Where did you hear that? Who is people?
Some of the other artists. I don't want to name names and get anyone in trouble.
Well, I'm glad you told me and didn't just stew about it. I'll talk to Laura and get to the bottom of this.
OK, 继续我们看 stew 这个动词。我们学过 stew 当名词是指炖菜，例如 beef stew 是指炖牛肉，或者是 vegetable stew 是指炖蔬菜。但是 stew 在这里当动词不是指炖煮，而是一个延伸出来的意思，是指烦恼或生气。如果要说明为什么事情生气的话，是用 about 这个介系词。例如 Eddie is stewing about his little brother's prank. Eddie 因为弟弟的恶作剧在生气。或者是 if you're still stewing about what happened, you're a bit too childish. 如果你还在为之前的事情发火，那你就是有点太孩子气了。最后我们看的是 get to the bottom of something 这个成语。Bottom 在这里是指最底部或最底层，所以 get to the bottom of something 是指对某件事追根究底，或者是 找到某件事的真相。例如 ,this reporter spent a lot of time getting to the bottom of the political scandal. 这位记者花了许多时间要找出这个政治丑闻的真相。或者是 the detective will never quit until he gets to the bottom of this unsolved crime. 这位警探没有找到这个悬案的真相，绝不放弃。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's get right into this conversation between Emma and Dean. Emma begins with her nice, girly voice.
I could be Emma.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Hi, Dean. Can I talk to you for a minute? And you be Dean.
Okay, fine. I'll be the guy. Sure, what's up? You're doing a fantastic job training the other artists on that new software.
I like
that word.
Which one?
Fantastic. It's a fantastic word.
It is a fantastic word. I thought you were talking about the word software.
No, not software. I just thought the word fantastic was great. And there are similar words, right, Rebecca? Like wonderful. Or
excellent.
Or terrific.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah, those are great words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's continue here.
Okay. That's not what I've heard. People are saying that Laura is criticizing my work.
Ooh. Looks like there's some gossip going on. Some rumors are spreading about Emma and her work. But hold on a second. That's not a good thing. Now, Dean said that Emma was doing a good job training other people with the new software. But here it seems like Emma says Laura is criticizing her work.
Well, that's what people are saying. At least that's what Emma has heard that people are saying. So we really don't actually know what's true, right? Because Emma says people are saying, but are people really saying that's what Laura's saying?
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, is that really what Laura's saying? We really don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And who are we to judge? We can't criticize.
Well, no, of course not. And this is just a story. It's just an example. So, of course, we can't judge.
No, but I think we should talk about that word criticize, because criticizing is saying something negative about somebody else or something that they've done. However, maybe you'd like to encourage somebody and say some way that they can improve. You can give them constructive criticism. That's a good thing.
Constructive criticism is very good. So if you're in a class and your teacher comes up to you and says, you did a great job, but you can improve with this sentence and that sentence and add a few more words here, we'd call that constructive criticism. They're helping you to improve.
And friends, if you think that there is a problem, maybe instead of just saying what the problem is to your boss, you can say a way that maybe you can improve something, okay? That's a good thing to do. Have an idea of how to improve. Your boss will appreciate that. While we continue here, Rebecca?
With Dean.
With Dean, right.
Dear Dean.
Where did you hear that? Who is people?
Well, some of the other artists. I don't want to name names and get anyone in trouble.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
She doesn't want to get anyone in trouble.
Right.
I appreciate that. Okay, she doesn't want to name names. What does it mean to get someone in trouble? Well, if you get someone in trouble, that means you're the person who caused somebody else to get in trouble. Maybe you're the person who told the teacher or your boss about someone's problem, so now they're in trouble.
Ah, that's an excellent, excellent example. Hey, I've got another example. This actually reminds me of when I was back in, I think it was college, or I was in a class of some sort, and one of the students was late.
Oh.
And so our teacher kind of had this policy that if one student is late, everyone kind of gets in trouble. So we all have to, do extra homework. So this one student was late. It wasn't me. And the whole class got into trouble.
Wow, Rebecca, I'm glad I didn't go to your college. I would have gotten your class in trouble many times.
Uh-huh. I bet you would have.
Anyway, let's continue here with Dean's line. Well, I'm glad you told me and didn't just stew about it. You stew about something, that means you keep thinking about it, and it gets you more and more negative, right? We continue. I'll talk to Laura and get to the bottom of this. Now, that's an interesting phrase, right, Rebecca? To get to the bottom of something.
Yes, to get to the bottom of something just means that you discover the truth about something. So, for example, I'm not really sure why the cinnamon keeps disappearing. You know, there was a lot of cinnamon, but now it just is a little bit less than it was. But I am going to get to the bottom of this.
We're going to find out who stole your cinnamon. Okay, friends, think of another way to use that phrase. Right now, it's time for the SD Challenge.
Yes! Yes, it's time for the SD Challenge, and today we have Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Tim works in the business department, and if you watch Let's Talk in English, you just might see Tim as a character on Let's Talk in English. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
That's pretty cool. Well, anyway, we have a question for you, Tim. And do you know the question that I'm going to ask you?
No idea.
Oh, that's the way we like it. The question is, what is the best way to stop a rumor that you hear about somebody else? I mean, have you ever heard a rumor before?
Of course. There's always rumors going around.
Okay, great.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You've heard a rumor. So what is the best way to stop a rumor that you hear about somebody else?
Well, I would say start another rumor. But that is not the right way.
So you mean like start a more interesting rumor? That
yeah.
way people get bored with passing the other rumor around.
But guys, what if the rumor is wrong?
Then I'll make up another one. No, I'll correct them and say that rumor is not right.
Nice. Well, hold on a second. What kind of problems do you think that rumors can create?
It can create a lot of misunderstanding. And, yeah, because normally rumors often are not true. So, yes, mm-hmm. Misunderstanding.
Misunderstandings. We want to avoid misunderstandings.
That is very, very true. So, Tim, next time you hear a rumor, you will definitely make an effort to put a stop to that rumor, right?
That's right.
Especially if it's about me. Because I don't like it when people pass rumors around about me.
Well, of course. Who likes when people talk about them?
Yeah.
Right? Nobody. Well, anyway, friends, that's all the time we have for today. And, Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for not spreading rumors.
Yes, but rather stopping rumors. Okay, friends, we will see you next time on the SD Challenge.
All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. But remember, we're going to get to the bottom of this rumor problem.
That's right. So you better join us tomorrow as we continue this lesson right here on
Studio Classroom.